Super chuffed that you're staying tuned for our very last interview, where we're going to talk a little bit about what Nando's are doing to support some local talent. And we're going to talk about the winners of the first Clout Designs Industry Days that is fired up by Nando's. So do stay tuned. Let's see if we can get them online. We are going to have a chat today with Tracy. And Tracy Leinach, we're going to chat to her and let's see what she can tell us a little bit more about this initiative. Hi Tracy, this is Nadia. We are live on Two Oceans Vibe Radio. Thanks so much for taking our call today.
That's a pleasure.
We are running a few minutes late, so we do appreciate you waiting. Tracy, I was trying to pronounce your surname a little bit earlier. Perhaps you can help me of telling us a little bit more, if you could just introduce yourself and also tell us about your involvement with the first Clout Designers Industry Days, which is fired up by Nando's.
Sure. My name is Tracy Lynch, and I'm the creative director of the Nando's Design Program. We work with South African designers because, as the brand Nando's, we are very proudly South African, and our restaurants around the world are beautiful, creative spaces. And we fill the restaurants with art made in South Africa by South African artists. And we also supply our interior designers with pieces of design, such as chairs and cabinets and tables, that are manufactured and designed in South Africa. So we've got a very strong relationship with South African creators. So for 100% design, we initiated an industry day, which was a call to creatives to come forward and share with us their concepts and designs. We were specifically looking for pieces that were Nando's related, so either patterns and fabrics that we could use in the restaurant, or pieces of furniture that we could use in the restaurants, such as tables and chairs and lights. And we had a wonderful response. We had more than 100 submissions, and we whittled this down to 20 finalists, if you will, that came through to 100% Design to Gallagher Estate to present the work to us so that we could give them live feedback relating to what they were presenting, and also just to get to know them a little.
Fantastic. So would you mind just unpacking a little bit more about who actually benefited from this initiative, but also perhaps share one or two really cool short success stories?
Sure. So I think all of the designers that submitted benefited because we had Lawrence Brick and Kathy O'Cleary and myself and Michael Spinks from Nando's. And Malibongwe Tilo, that are all industry professionals, and they all received live feedback on the day of the presentation. So I think all of the designers would agree that it was well worth coming through. And then our winners were, we've started prototyping with some of the winners, which means that we've chosen their designs because we loved the stories that they told us. We felt that the designs were very appropriate for Nando's, and we feel like the designer presented themselves in such a way that we know we could work well with them. So someone like Sianda, we started prototyping his chair, and we recently had the first prototypes presented to us. So very shortly, we're hoping to include the chairs in a Nando's restaurant locally, and once we are sure of the quality and that they work well, then we'll be able to put them on the Portal to Africa, which is our online curated collection, which allows interior designers globally to buy South African design. but we have to be first, we have to be sure of the pieces and make sure that the quality is fantastic before we put them onto the portal. So we test them here in South Africa. We're also prototyping Kofi Letsebe's bench, which was one of the shortlisted and winners. Absolutely fantastic piece of furniture. We're not quite there yet, but we will soon have the prototype, and that's really exciting. And then the other finalists and a few of the other candidates have all been invited to Johannesburg, where we had a two-day workshop. We also have a business development program, which helps to assist young designers set up their businesses. So this is a very interesting process, and it also means that we are very consistent with our support. We want the businesses to become sustainable businesses. So it's not just the pieces that we look at. We look at the business holistically, and we do our best to help emerging designers set up businesses.
Because at the end of the day, you also want them to be building sustainable design brands and businesses themselves.
Exactly. So it's not just about a once-off opportunity. It's not, we believe that if we assist from the beginning with authentic principles of helping them to align with good business practice, that they'll have a wonderful opportunity to create more businesses and ultimately employ other creators or crafters, and so we can encourage that growth in the sector.
Fantastic. How can, Tracy, how can our listeners and the creative community potentially become involved?
So every 2 years we have our Hot Young Designers competition, and I think the best thing is to follow us on Instagram. It's Nando_HYD, and probably at the beginning of next year we'll announce the next chapter of our Hot Young Designers competition. We've had a lighting competition and we've had a pattern competition, so it's a very exciting process, and many of the designers that have been finalists in those competitions go on to achieve great things. For example, Tabitha and Joe, who has won Most Beautiful Object in South Africa and was also Designer of the Year at 100% Design. Mpo Vakia was also one of the winners of Designer of the Year, and she's also one of the designers that we represent on the portal and works closely with us on a number of projects. And then our platform, class_South African Design on Instagram, it's also a great source to follow all of the projects that we're working on and anything exciting that's coming up. We post on those social media platforms. So I think that's a great opportunity for listeners to have a look and become familiar with some of the things that we are immersed in.
Perfect. Perhaps you could also just share some of the social media handles for our listeners to keep track and follow. And if there are maybe the portal where they can maybe go and look at some of the amazing work.
Yes, at the moment, as I've said, class_SA Design on Instagram is the place to find all of the information. And then Nando_HotYoungDesigner on Instagram.
Perfect. Thanks for repeating that. Tracy, have a fantastic afternoon. We do appreciate your time and sharing a little bit more about what you guys are working on. Please do keep in touch, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show soon.
Brilliant. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Such a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, guys, that is a wrap for today. I hope that you truly enjoyed the show. Once again, there are so much support and opportunity out there.